You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Thank you very much to Drake Street Studios, run by the good folks at Big Pop Records. Morena, how are you, Kirsten?
I am good. Happy to see we've got some fresh sunshine.
Yes, it's pretty nice out there. Are you good or are you good? I'm trying my best.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You're right. You're so right.
I'm having a crack at cursive singing. What's going on this morning, Kirsten?
What a story. I didn't realize what a rabbit hole I was going into. So, I mean, everyone's probably noticed it, let's be honest, and it seems to be a rash of it. But it's quite recent. I guess that's why we're noticing it so much. We've watched it happen. The literal words for it, calling it cursive, came from a tweet 15 years ago in 2009.
Oh, that's not 15 years ago. Surely that was just 5 years ago. What are you talking about?
So, and then I don't know if some people, do you remember Vines? Oh, there was a Vine where the guy was making fun of it.
This is my favorite. Okay. I think it's my favorite Vine of all time. Is it the kitchen
welcome,
one?
Yeah, welcome to my kitchen, bananas and avocados. So, you know, this is a new world too, where things are happening in Vines and tweets. You know what I mean? Like, this is not, we've talked about genre evolving, you know, and this is
like language and sound evolving parallel to each other and technology. This is going to make me feel very strange this morning, because everything you've just referenced is like a deep cut from my teen years. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be going somewhere this morning with this.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same.
So this is Corinne Bailey Rae. When did this song come out, Kirsten?
So this was 2006, so it didn't have a name yet.
Didn't have cursive singing.
A pioneer.
No. And some of the things I read about cursive singing talked about vocal fry, and I didn't think I could hear it together, but with Corinne Bailey Rae, you can.
I don't argue with anyone.
So it's quite a funny thing to kind of explain what it is, cursive singing, but you sort of start to hear it often, and it is as you said, like a sort of goofy term that was coined in the Vine era to catch all this type of sound. But I think there's, like, you know, you can listen to like a lot of like early 2000s R&B has this type of like vocalization in it. I also would just like to say, I don't think it's necessarily a bad vocalization. I think this is a really beautiful song.
This one doesn't grate me as much.
That's right, yeah, I agree. And I hadn't thought, I read some stuff that was talking about Amy Winehouse. Someone else even said Bob Dylan.
Get him.
Okay, John Legend, Macy Gray, Adele.
Okay.
So all of these artists have got like well, maybe not Bob Dylan, but have got like a relationship to maybe neo soul or R&B. So there's obviously some kind of loose genre link there, but it's not really any genre, is it?
I'll tell you, the R&B theory, because there's a lot of theories, is just because they're stretching it out to fit with the beat.
True.
Or their melismas. So they're just being a little loose with it. But that's only one of the many theories. One theory is laziness.
Oh, boo, this is not a lazy song. This album's so nice.
Another theory is it's just fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And I reckon it's like anything. It sounds great in some things and terrible in others. Yeah. You know, there's no hard and fast rule for it. We're going to listen to one real cooker of a track shortly.
One theory is it's unconscious, you know, like you just find yourself doing it and you're not purposely doing it. Another theory is these people are just clenching their jaw too much when they sing. So
it's interesting though, because like sort of like vocalization styles do change over time, and this is one that broadly feels recent, as you said.
I know.
Someone says Vines? I have no idea what you're talking about. This is either a text from someone who is like
being facetious.
they're either really young or much older than us.
Oh.
I'm feeling very millennial right now. I actually love Corinne Bailey Rae. I think she has got an amazing voice.
What I find interesting about it, sorry to interrupt you, Kirsten, is that I think like it lends itself to making your vocals sound better because you're not exactly belting when you're cursive singing, are you?
Yeah, so that it could be sort of a sidestep or a cheat for people who feel like they don't have it. But I was going to say, when you were talking about someone who doesn't know what vines are, that same person might not think that we didn't always sing like this.
Mm, true. Vines, in case that was a text in earnest, were like 7-second videos that precursed kind of what TikTok is and
Reels.
Reels
and the attention span.
Absolutely blasted it to smithereens and were mostly like characterized by being pretty stupid. That was like the key hallmark of Vines, was surreal, weird, dumb jokes. That was kind of the gist. Oh, what's going on here? We got any sound coming up?
Lord now.
Yes. I love this song. We've not yet lost all our graces. The queen of cursive singing.
Yes. And, you know, coming from New Zealand, being so famous as one of our New Zealand singers, it's not like at the time she was reflecting what a whole lot of New Zealand singers were doing. She came out doing this on her own.
Totally. And she also, I think, broke into that space. That's why she cut through internationally as well. No one sounded like Lord when Pure Heroine came out.
Yeah.
This album makes me feel very, very teen.
Help, I'm 16. Help.
Trudging around suburban Christchurch.
This came out in 2013, and then she got asked to do music for The Hunger Games.
Oh my god, of course.
That's right. Stella and I are just having a moment here.
Okay, I want to talk about diphthongs.
What's a diphthong, Kirsten?
It's when there's two vowels blended into a single syllable.
Okay.
Is this when you get the goid and
So
joy?
Well, like D E E R, deer. Like you get, but it's not a single syllable, is it? P-L-A-Y, play. S-T-A-Y, stay. K-L-O-W-N, clown. But is it a single syllable? Clown? Are you doing both syllables? Clown. Sky.
I hope everyone's in their car trying it out right now.
C-O-A-R-S-E. Chorus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Okay, but you think of S-I-D-E.
Side.
Say Lord. Yeah, Lord would say it as two syllables.
Side. Yeah. I can't even do it.
Nope.
But this is the other thing, is I think when you listen to Lord, it sounds right. It's what her tone is, it's the way her music sounds, it's really a hallmark of the texture of what her like world is. But then she kind of kicked off a wave of a new era of pop people borrowing this sound. And then it's quite hard, I think, if you kind of try to cut into that pop space now. People are like, oh, you're sounding like Lord or whatever. You know, some people's vocal inflections do kind of sound like that. Is
but
that
it, doesn't, it doesn't manifest... in talking.
No. Well, you'd hope not.
It feels very, I think a Los Angeles accent is the closest thing. That kind of Valley Girl vocal fry maybe is the closest thing to it in a speaking voice.
Well, that's me.
Right, I liked those last two songs and I'm going to apologise in advance before this
one. We need to go into witness protection.
This is like... For context, Stella, you're more on the internet.
Yeah.
What's the context for this track, please?
Tate McRae is rumoured to be an industry plant. She came out of nowhere. She is...
Wasn't she on Dance Mums?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
That might
she
be
She was
wrong.
On So You Think
oh,
You Can
was?
Dance Canada.
Oh,
of course. But
thank you.
She just... It's the kind of phenomena where her songs have millions, potentially billions of streams. But some people are like, who the hell is that?
Who is this girl?
Who's streaming all of these songs? I don't know who it is, but here it is.
Kirsten, give us more. What's going on with Tate McRae? What's this track all about?
She was born in 03.
Oh my God, she's younger than me. That's heinous.
That makes me feel really old.
She's dating Kid Laroi.
Oh, congratulations.
Is he an Australian?
Yes.
He's got a cursive singing style as well.
God, cute.
Yeah.
Cursive her, couple.
Here's her musical influences. Post Malone, Ariana Grande, and The Weeknd.
All Excellent. Three very cursive singers.
She famously, when she performs live, she tries to use a handheld mic but does dance routines. And the meme is, get that girl a goddamn
A Britney Spears microphone. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, because she's a dancer.
Britney Spears, but, cursive singer, true. I reckon.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Bay, bay.
Bay, bay.
What about It's Gonna Be May?
Oh.
Oh, my God. It is. Justin's also. See, this is the thing, though. This is a 2000s sound that we're talking about here. 2000s pop, 2000s R&B, kind of repeating. It makes sense maybe that one of the biggest contemporary pop stars is borrowing from that era of sound, because that's what's cool in fashion, that's what's cool in pop music at the moment. It's kind of the circle has come back round to that part. So maybe if she is, or she's, you know, we could have a whole other conversation about what is an industry plant, but if, you know, working with a major label, working through what that kind of like channel looks like, of course there's going to be some targets you're trying to hit as well. So maybe that is part of the brand.
And getting famous through TikTok. It's a whole new world. That makes me feel so old. And I probably say that every week, but you know, TikTok, Vines, and having your most influential artist be Post Malone. I mean, this is a different planet.
Grizzy's texted in, I have socks older than she is. So there you go. Thank you very much, Kirsten, for bringing us some cursive singing this morning. What a wild ride. We'll see you next week.
All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Simke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.